Okay, welcome everyone to this beautiful day.
There was too.
We'll have we'll call a meeting to order and we'll call for a roll call.
Tammy Twitchell.
Alan Wood.
Trad Reed.
Carrie Poulsen.
Thank you, and we have no visitors at this time. Okay, so we're going to go to the short-term rental application, right, for review. We're going to the accessory dwelling unit ordinance draft on, and it was 3?
Yeah, it's in number 3 in the regular package.
That's what I pulled.
I pulled 3 out.
And it's the short-term rental.
Yeah.
I don't know which one of these is the...
No, that's 4.
I'm like, did I?
4.
3's...
4 is in front of it.
Okay.
Sorry.
Yeah. I was going to say 3 is the...
Oh, here
it is. Oh, it is. Never mind. You have to realize it's on the back side.
I had to switch this agenda around so many times.
So we're talking about what's in 3, right?
Yes. Short... Sure. No, this is for accessory dwelling units, ADUs. Okay. And what we have reviewed, we are just reviewing what's in red.
Yep. You asked me to make your suggested changes and put it in red.
Okay. So we've been okay with the 1 through 4. Well, at least let's acknowledge up on the top the number.
What? Have any red?
8-9-30.
Oh, you're looking at the application.
What are we looking at? This.
That, yeah.
Okay, we're reviewing this.
We're reviewing the actual ordinance.
That's what I had.
And that's what Alan said.
Gotcha. Yeah. I thought it was stuck in this thing.
Okay. Sorry.
So we all got that.
Yeah, we got
We're down to 5. Under the building code compliance, all construction remodeling shall conform to the International Fire Code and International Residential Codes and Ordinances requirements in effect at the time of construction or remodeling. So if they've done construction and they're doing a remodel, it's whatever the code is then for the remodel, for that part, in accordance with Utah State Code and the County Code. Okay, scratch the short-term rental words.
Yeah, because I thought you didn't want these accessory dwelling units to be used as a short-term rental. We kind of were conflicting.
Uh-huh.
Where we said at one part you could, and then at one part we say you can't. So.
Yeah.
I think it's best not.
Not this.
Accessory dwelling units is more like a mother-in-law deal where they actually are rentals, right?
Yeah, they can be long-term rentals.
Long-term rental or freebie for grandma.
Yeah.
You know, or
grandma's
mom or whatever.
Yeah. Mother-in-law suite.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's where I was thinking the distinction was.
Okay. Then just we're adding the word definitions.
Yeah, you wanted me to explain what 823 was.
Yep. Okay, moving down. We're scratching conditional under permitted, and it's International Accessory Dwelling Units, IADU, and then number 2 is Attached Accessory Dwelling Units, AADU, like I'm going to remember that. One of you guys remember that?
Yeah, what it was is if you notice the next one, this is the IADU, the next one is the AADU. We didn't need it to have it spent the two things. We just had them separate.
Okay. Then detached accessory dwelling units, DADU. We scratched conditional and it's permitted use for full-time residents.
Yeah.
Only. Underlining that.
Is that how you want that?
Okay. Yeah. Otherwise, they're just going to try to turn it into a short-term rental.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
You know, eventually.
Yeah.
You know. Okay, and then we got to deal with parking and all that, too, in those kind of places. On 4, scratching conditional and only using permitted. and then we're scratching all of five.
Mm-hmm.
And then blue is added, or?
Well, do you want me to scratch all of five? I think I was unclear on that.
No, ADUs may be used for personal use or for long-term term rentals.
Because that 30 days or longer, and in the one deal on the other page, it was 30 days or longer. So we if I remember right, we didn't need to do it twice.
You didn't want to do it twice. Okay, I couldn't remember why I was scratching that.
Okay.
I kind of tried to listen.
Wherever we said that it had to be, anyway, right now I can't find it, just because that's... But we were saying that it already, for it to be an ADU, it has to be 30 days or more. Oh, right there at the bottom of page one. The minimum rental permitted shall be 30 days.
Okay.
Okay.
So if we didn't need it twice. So okay, that's why.
Sir? Yeah, that's why we decided it didn't need to be there.
Okay.
And then we also had it where it has to be a primary, well, the one right above it, you know, where it says full-time residence only. So
okay.
That kind of...
Okay.
Okay. Then the blue part is complete addition.
Well, we were questioning the square feet, and I found in state code this year, there's a new bill that's going to pass for municipal areas, and they're saying, and they're going to make these where municipal counties have to start allowing these. I've printed the code out. I think it's passed. That the square feet, the parcel has to be 11,000 square feet or larger. So I thought maybe you might want to go with what state code's going to require for municipalities and make that the same.
The lots in Harpers are 12,000.
Yeah, so Harpers would
be a classic example.
Yeah.
Which are not very big lots.
So 7,000 is really tiny to allow an ADU on. So maybe we want to match
with
state sand.
Well, by the time you put a house in a garage and then try to stick an ADU in there,
it's not gonna
going to be over the percentage.
Yeah. So that would restrict them anyway.
At least there.
Yeah.
Right.
Depending on how big. So I didn't know if you wanted to up that to 11,000 to match what state's going to require in towns.
11.
This is a new bill that's going to...
I think it's going to... We're going to be... to take it, so
Might as well have it.
So do you want to match it with what state's going to... Right now, this is just in Title 10, which is municipalities, but I bet this is going
to
come to...
Well, in the densities of that size of lots, they're usually in subdivisions, you know, and so that is what it is.
So do you want to go up to 11,000?
Yeah. Just match the state.
Yeah.
I bet this will come to county.
Because it will be in next year's bill for the counties, I'm sure.
I bet,
okay. Yeah. Three, we're just scratching the ADU shall not be sold separately from the main unit.
And we just thought the IADU was just confusing.
It's kind of redundant.
It's
the
same thing.
Yeah. Okay. Then eight, scratch the IADUs.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, you guys. I got a little hay fever.
Oh, I was sneezing today too.
Yeah.
So.
I didn't know if she's crying over there. What she doing?
I was just sneezing.
I've been sneezing. Yeah. Okay, we're going down to 17. Utilities will be governed by each utility entity. Okay, must provide all service letters for water from the town of Manila.
Manila Town Water District.
Yeah, is that what they're called? I wasn't sure what they're called.
They're not a district.
Oh, so just Manila Town Water?
Yeah.
So in the final scratch district? Okay.
Yeah, they're not a district.
Okay, I wasn't sure.
Okay, or Tri-County Health Department approval for wells with application. That's correct.
Okay.
Okay. So, yeah. Okay.
And we have one in there for Tri-County with septic systems.
I think the next one down, 18, talks about.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be reviewed and everything with Tri-County Health. Okay. All right. So then 22, we're scratching that.
Mm-hmm.
24, go ahead. You were going to say something.
Oh, well, in 24, I question mark that because it seems like we were questioning. The wording of that, yeah.
And the whole thing is, we've already told them on that.
That they can't
sell. They can't do that. Do we need that at all?
So the price, well, ADUs, well, I think it just kind of clarifies it again under the requirements. And then where it says the primary owner must either occupy the primary dwelling or the ADU. So if the primary owner occupies the ADU, can they use the main home as a short-term rental?
Yeah.
I mean, that'd be okay.
Good, I suppose.
Yeah. I can see that. You know, an older couple that they don't need a big house anymore. They move out into the mother-in-law suite and they rent out the other house.
As a short term.
Because these are not short term rentals. 30 days or longer. ADUs are 30 days or longer. So they could rent out the house and they could stay in the ADU.
But if they're staying in the ADU, can we tell them they can't do a short term rental in the main house? Where do you guys want to be on that? Because we're saying the ADU can't be a short term, but can the main house?
Let's take this example with the Needers. Mm-hmm. They decide they want to move over to their little cabin, mm-hmm. but they want to
rent the big cabin.
But they're going to move into the little
cabin. Well, they can rent it for 30 days no matter what.
Yeah.
So if they want to go through all of the hassles of a short-term rental.
Wherever you guys want to be on that.
Because this is kind of in conflict, isn't it? In a way. The ADUs are, you know, these are different than the short-term rentals.
Yeah, we just don't want a bunch of people building ADUs and then all these short-term rentals. These are more to create for the housing shortage that we have, right? People, not short-term rentals.
Well, you got a lot of people more online tonight.
One for sure. We got the link fixed, though. That's a good thing.
Who was that?
Brett.
Oh, well.
He's bound determined to make it work.
So if you guys are okay with the wording on that, I'll take out the question marks and leave it like that. It's up to you guys.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay.
I think that's good.
Right. Okay, a maximum of one ADU shall be permitted per lot. That was already in our code. No, that was short-term rental. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Per lot. Whether it is on an owner-occupied single-family dwelling or any detached accessory structure associated with a single-family dwelling. So
whether it's inside or outside, it's still one.
You get one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like if it's a basement apartment, it's still one.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. Okay. All right.
We have people already pushing on that.
More than one.
Yeah.
Well, life sucks some
days. Life sucks, and sometimes you win, sometimes you get pulled
into
the fan.
Well, it might eventually be there,
but
probably maybe not in our time.
Yeah.
Right. Probably not in my lifetime.
Okay, scratch the IADUs on the affidavit. All through there. On the violations penalties, scratch the section referral to the new section referral and enforcement. Okay. Okay. We good?
I think we're ready for when we go into our meeting, we can approve. Is this on the general agenda?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Any questions on the application itself?
I just took our main manufactured and stick built dwelling application. I just added accessory dwelling unit application, and then I added whether it's going to be detached, attached, or internal.
Okay.
For the type of improvement, and then everything else is the same.
Okay.
Okay.
So that's the only.
Because
it'd
be kind of the same, right?
Yeah,
it's kind of the same. Well, so I thought this will make it more
even
clear.
Even if they were building it inside in the basement, they'd still have to have a building permit.
Still have to get a building permit, yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Okay, just to check. In this information, Does it say that we, I'm sure it does, because I know we had it, that we need to make sure that the town of Manila has adequate water for them.
Well, that's in the code.
But that's also in the utilities. That's why they have to have a will serve, because if they can't get the will serve,
but is that will serve in here?
Yeah.
Is it?
Right there.
You're looking for that form?
Yeah, that's what I was looking for.
Yeah, it's still in here. I just took the same application and just added.
Making sure that we have that in there, because that is.
And it does say there that you have to go through the utilities and get a will serve from the town of Manila. So if they don't have water, they're not going to give them one.
So first thing they should do before they even think about doing this is see if they can get a will serve.
Yeah.
Because I kind of talked to Jennifer about that, and she's like, this
depends.
Right
now, they probably won't allow ADUs.
Because of the water situation, yeah. But if you're on a well, then that's kind of.
But I also think that they have to really reconsider that, since the governor's telling us we really should have them.
Yeah, and even on a well, when you do your well stuff, you have to go, you have to state what the well's going to be used for. So even on a well, they might have to go back to DEQ or DWQ, whatever it is, Tri-County Health, and revise their well information. Do a claim on, or a prove up on how much you're going to use, change that.
Just like we have to on our spring, we have to actually do flow tests to see how much flow we got.
Mm-hmm. So,
which is the interesting.
Okay, which number is the number two updated application for short-term rentals?
It is number, number four.
There we go.
So I'm going to put this. I'm going to put this back in three. Okay. So for the regular agenda.
Okay.
And then four was just the renewal of the renewals.
Yeah. Yes. So it was a little confusing to people. The only thing I really changed is on page two, what's required, absolutely required, and then completed if changes from the original application.
The one thing I think on proof of ownership of rental property, you could put tax notice behind it, because people are thinking they need to show their warranty deed.
Well, just, and I tell them, any sort of proof of ownership they can get. Okay. I mean, I'll take those, and I'll
tell
them.
Would it be
them,
like even a power bill?
No.
Okay.
Because a renter can have a power bill.
Yeah, so, and if they don't want to do the deed, I'll just say, I can print your tax notice for you.
Yeah,
that's
okay.
Deal. Yeah,
I've
told people
that.
Because
that's the one thing that I've been doing for people is printing their tax notice.
Yeah, so if you guys are okay with these absolute requirements, and then if changes are made.
So, I know we got the two occupants per bedroom if on a septic system.
Mm-hmm.
Where's that at?
It's on
page
two.
Three.
And I did put that in red, to leave it in red so people see it.
Okay, but what about the deal that you are dealing with on somebody that wants to put in 12 people? Is there anything in here that...
Well, it's in our new code that we have to follow.
No, they're not on septic, are they?
No.
Well, whether septic or sewer, fire code states you can only have so many people per house, no matter what kind of system you're on. So
The one that was with the barn, I figured, was 7.5.
People?
Yeah. So you could get 7 people in it to work.
But they say, they want to rent to 12, but it only should be 7.
The fire code says, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so this is something new I've just kind of found out in dealing with Corey.
Yeah.
That I created this before, so if we want to add that somewhere.
That's one of the biggest problems.
Even though it's
is
in our code.
Overdoing, because what they do is they get as many as they can, because then the price per person family drops.
I know. I do the same thing with my kids.
It's best that we, if that's state code or fire code, then we should stay with that, because they have to.
Yeah.
If you can't get 12 people out of a house on fire.
And we've allowed
so,
12 people.
And it does say the maximum number of occupants permitted by the license.
Which one is
that's
that?
That's right there with the Tri-County Health, but only 2 occupants per bedroom.
Well, and that's because that's Tri-County Health, but do we need to say something?
But that's what I'm saying. The sentence before that, is that where you actually say, well, you can only have this many people because of your square footage?
Well, fire code demands or that you can only have whatever your square footage is divided by 200 in bodies.
Well, and this is number 2, that each short-term rental shall have a legible notice within the rental property containing the following information. So should they have something stating how many occupants they could have?
Oh, yeah, so that's true.
I mean, should they...
Permitted by the license. So they need to do that. So is there a place over here that tells them how many...
that they validate that they're only going to have what they can have?
Well...
They actually write it somewhere that, yes, I'm only going to have 7.5.
That's where on the very front page,
yeah,
it says the maximum number of overnight occupants.
Okay.
So I could put something there.
I would put actually both the one determined by Tri-County and the one determined by the fire codes.
So I could write, even though I think it's in our code, but this is just the application.
Yeah.
So...
So in other words, the thing is we need to be able to, if they put down 12, then we need to say, per our code, you can't.
Yes.
And so that's, I think, where it...
We didn't even find out this today.
I didn't realize that, yeah, but there, I didn't
know that there was even anybody watching it.
Corey's the one that told me, he's like, per fire code, they really should only have this many people. That little house that's only 3 bedrooms... and 1,600 square feet or something like that, she's listed it as 12. He said she should really only have 10, but then I did the calculations
and
on the square footage, and she really only have 9.
Okay. So we need that in there.
Do you want this on the application? Because it is in our ordinance that they have to follow.
Yeah, so I think it's fine with now that what she's saying.
Yeah. As long as it's in the ordinance.
Okay.
Then if somebody puts down 12, she can say, no, according to the ordinance, you can only
have that many.
Right.
Because that's something
they need to know going in that
this
is it. This is all I can have.
Hopefully they've read the ordinance before they...
Well, the only problem is that a lot of this is never handled by the owner. It's handled by Airbnb and...
Not the actual applications. I've never gotten one from an Airbnb. I get them from the owners.
We could end up Rich County with management companies saying you take care of it, and they'll be coming in doing it, you know.
Yeah.
But they still are like an owner; they have to still follow up. Ooh.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
Well, as long as they know many they're supposed to.
I could just put something off to the side as allowed per code. The code just covers
everything.
If you want.
Yeah.
If
it's Tri-County Health that's doing the one, that's cool.
Or refer to code.
Refer to all codes?
Yeah.
I could put something like that there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
you almost
put
it after rental property. Please refer to all code.
right up there,
yeah.
At the top.
At the top, is that where you want it?
No, I'm talking. I think she's talking right here.
Information.
In the rental
property. Yeah, right by rental property.
Oh, you want it up there?
Yeah,
put. Well, because an address, the square footage of the home, I mean, that's not in code. I mean, but if you want it up there,
it's probably just that.
Well, I'm thinking instead of putting at per code after the occupants and then the parking spaces, you know, that it just please refer to code or something like that. Pertains to code.
Or just put occupants by
permitted.
Occupants permitted by Tri-County Health. And whatever the names of the fire code, is IB, not IB, it's IF something.
or just per code?
It's International Fire Code.
INF.
It's IFC code. But I can spell that, International Fire Code.
Okay.
Because it's listed in the International Fire Code, and there's also a graph in the International Resident Code. I mean, you can find it anywhere, but the fire code is the main one that we... So I could put it as permitted by Tri-County Health or International Fire Code. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay. That's great.
Okay, I can put that there. Just.
Okay.
And then the other thing I added... People were wondering who to contact.
Okay.
But I might have to... I did meet Patrick, who came in yesterday from Flaming Gorge. He says he's going to try to get certified to do inspections. So that's the Flaming Gorge phone number.
Does somebody actually answer that?
I don't know. I've never called.
The fire department, you mean?
Well, the EMS district.
I think they do.
Yeah.
Well, it probably goes to a pager, doesn't it?
Pager or someone's cell phone.
Steve.
Yeah, it goes to Steve. Yeah, this is just the number.
Okay.
And then I don't know if the fees are all, because the fire inspection, this is just from the original permit, $100.
And I asked the county commission when we went there, I didn't ask them specifically if they wanted to change that. It was just the telling them that they may need to fund these set of inspections where it may cost more than $100 per inspection. And
probably will.
And they said that they would. Okay. That if it's, you know, more than we're going to bill these people $100, okay, but if it costs more,
what
it's going to do, it's going to come out of
planning and zoning budget.
Your bonus.
What bonus?
No, but there's times that it won't be that much.
No.
Because if he goes and, like, hits Harper's Landing and he does three of them, he could probably do three of them in an hour.
Maybe.
Maybe. I mean, you know. I'm just saying, but then there's other times he...
But if he, you know, as long as he, Corey's doing them, it will, they're charging us from the time he leaves Fernal to the time he gets back to Fernal. Okay.
Dang it. He should be doing his other job while he's up here.
Urban wildland. I have another question.
Okay.
Vicki got an application today for a business license for a new short-term rental out in Harper's. And I think there's another gentleman thinking about doing one. He's out off 43. How do I handle when these new applications come in? Who to do the fire inspections? You think I can still coordinate with Corey until we get somebody here?
That's
and say he's only coming this day to do them?
From what I understood, it's Corey until we get somebody else. But we only would be able to coordinate with his Fridays that he can come. But I don't think that we tell him to come over to do one.
That's what I'm worried about. I mean, these people would, if they want to start their short-term rental right away, I don't have anybody. I mean, if we don't want to pay Corey, how much would it cost for him to come do one and back?
Yeah,
can we tell the people, if
they'll
you
just,
want a special inspection, you got to pay it a cost?
Well, either that or they will pay his there and come and over.
Well,
and
can we do that?
I didn't ask the commission on that because we were just addressing them for this other.
Because don't we even need a fire inspection when we build a new house?
No, not a house, not a residential.
We had to get something from the fire department for ours.
For Wildland Urban Interface because of where you're located.
Oh, is that why it was? Okay, I knew we had to get something.
Yeah,
with the fire department.
You're a threat up there.
Yeah.
So who does that now?
Corey.
Does he have to inspect it?
I don't think he actually inspects the house. He inspects outside.
The area.
The area. Okay.
At which you would, you know, have fires around your house.
The distance between you and the pine tree.
Forest Service sets on fire every year.
That's true.
They did. One year, they had a fire going all the way around us during elk season. The whole area that my brother and cousin Kadun was on fire.
Okay, so are you guys...
That made a good place for him to hide.
Are you guys okay with those couple additions?
Because this is just an administrative act, so I can make those changes and then get it on the website. If we don't, this one, these don't have to go to commission. Applications don't.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, unless you want it to go to commission, but...
No.
I was told before that they're administrative.
Okay.
I'll make the updates on it and then email it out to you before I get it on the site. Okay. Yeah.
Well, that was all we were going to deal with tonight on this meeting.
For a work session, yeah.
Well,
so if you guys want to...
Well, we don't have anything else on the agenda, so we're not,
pizza.
We're not covering anything. Yeah. Kathy, how are you?
So if you want to...
I'll find out shortly.
Okay.
Do you want to adjourn or...
Oh, yes. Okay. Let's...
adjourn?
Yeah.
At 5:45?
It's worth it, as I've sat on this, you know...